Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches.
Huzzah!
Huzzah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies, we talk comics, we talk TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here!
He is here. We've had a cracking bloody PAX weekend,
That's exactly the adjective I would have used to describe this weekend, a cracking weekend.
Cracking weekend.
Cracking weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So we did our live show at PAX, which is organised by the great Andrew Levins. Thank you so much to him for organising that. He coordinated with the tech guys. He hosted the panel. He organised a bunch of stuff. He got people there on the day.
He kept it moving. We would have spun our wheels because we think we have unlimited time everywhere. But we don't.
We don't. He also got in crazy shape for the day.
Yeah,
he's
good
looking
for him.
Real
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So yeah, but he
was just gonna pile the pounds back on after this.
That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, you went on an episode of his show that's coming up, didn't you?
I think it'll be coming up this week.
Oh, should we talk about it next week then? Or should we talk?
Look, I'll mention
it now.
Because sure. I got two things to mention. Mm. First of all, I went on Andrew Levin's podcast, Serious Issues.
Mm.
He brought down from Sydney all the issue ones that came out this week.
Bags and bags of comics.
And we reviewed them all.
Yep.
That's going to go on the episode coming out this week, I think. Mm. And also, I was on an episode of Do Go On this week.
Yeah.
It came out last week, but I'm just talking about it now. Where I talk about the history of Batman.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the entire episode. It's 2 hours in length.
Did you learn anything?
No. No, I did actually.
Okay.
Because the way you started it and you're talking about who created it and how it goes, I'm like, this is not right. But then there's a twist.
There is a twist.
Because I'm thinking...
It was me that created Batman. What if I went in and I did that? I'm like, well, the history of Batman is just created by Nick Mason. And he was drawn by Nick Mason and all the great ideas.
And you didn't break from that the entire time.
Yeah, that'd be great stuff.
You refused to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. But speaking of those Do Go On fellas, well, two of them. I mentioned Claire's upcoming live show,
mm-hmm.
which is happening in Melbourne, I believe, on the 9th of December.
9th of December. I remember that because it's the time of my work Christmas
that's
party.
That's right. Now, you couldn't make it, can't make it.
I might be able to make it. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, because you might be doing some switching. But in the meantime, the panel consists of Claire and Chanel from the podcast, mm-hmm. Just Make the Thing. Myself will be there. And if you want some Do Go On action, you're in luck.
Mm-hmm.
Because both Jess Perkins and Dave Warnocky are going to be there as well. There's going to be a panel. We're going to be talking about getting stuff made. Those two in particular have very interesting careers in media outside of podcasting.
That's true,
a lot of people don't know that, but probably a lot of people do know this. Jess works on Triple J. Dave works on The Project.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah, so they're very successful endeavors outside of successful
That's
podcasting.
True. And they also came to comedy sort of in interesting ways.
Yeah.
Jess Perkins didn't start as a stand-up.
Don't spoil it,
I don't
Mason.
Want to spoil it. All right, okay.
She didn't start as a stand-up.
She started out as a stand-up comedy killer. She was a serial killer killing stand-up comedians. And
she was caught on stage doing it and she just rolled
she
into
it. She just rolled with it. She's great at it.
She's
the
really
natural.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those tickets are below. There's also a discount if you use the code PODCASTDOG.
Nice.
But I'll link that below. It's going to be in Melbourne. What bar is it at, Mason? You remember?
It's a Howler in Brunswick.
That's it. So I'm not sure how many are left. Some, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I'd imagine with these guys on the bloody roster, mate, they're going to go super quick. Also, hang around afterwards, have a beer, have a chat.
It's a lovely venue.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Like we did after the live show, Mason.
That's true.
Speaking of, that live show ended up costing me $242. Really? And I'll tell you why. Okay, so I thought I'll save a bit of money. I'll catch the train there and back. Right? I was going to get an Uber. I thought, no, I won't do it.
Yep.
I've got a family, I've got responsibilities. I should have taken the Uber because it would have saved me many monies. So I had my feet on the seat of the train.
Oh, what?
Just on the edge.
I was going to say, when how did this happen? I was like, did he miss the train and he had to, was there surge pricing on the Uber? What's going on? This is a mystery, but here we go.
I've been putting my feet on the seat of trains for 20 plus years.
That's the one remnant of you being a rebellious teen that's still left.
They got me. But
is that how much it is now?
Apparently. Yeah. So I was so tired. They walked right up to me in uniform and I just didn't see them at all. And, you know, they were fine. Like, I got sprung. What do you do? Uh-huh. But the weird part was like, do you have a reason you have your feet on the seat? And I'm like, no. What do people normally have reasons?
I don't know.
I guess people go, I got a bung leg or whatever. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I just did this and you saw me doing it. Like, I just... So, yeah.
That's what we thought, sir.
That's what we thought, yeah. Anyway. Right. So, I lost money on the show. So, if you want to contribute to the Patreon, that's all right. Mm.
That's good.
It was worth it in the end, Mason. And I deserved it, to be fair.
And that's $242.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he said. He goes, we'll send it out. And I'm like, great. Can't wait. Anyway, on with the show, Mason.
Put your feet down.
I know, you're right. I should. But it's more comfortable. It's way more comfortable to put your foot up. Just one foot.
Great.
I'm not going to stop either. No, okay. They can't stop me, Mason.
One time I was on the tram. I was not driving the tram, but I was just a passenger on the tram going somewhere. And I met, there's a woman who works in like tram infrastructure, and her whole job is to like move trams from one place to another. So she gets on a tram, she goes to a depot.
Like dragging them?
Yeah, she drags them. She's profoundly strong.
I bet.
But we sit down, and some dude is just there, and he puts his feet up on the seat, and she goes, "Move your feet, idiot!" And he goes, "Ah!" And I'm like,
"I would have preferred that."
Yeah, right.
I want that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Move your feet, idiot. Okay, and also thank you to everybody who came to the show. People came from far and wide.
They did.
Dude came from England. Well, he came for the Taylor Swift concert.
Yep. Uh huh.
Well, maybe he didn't. I mean, he said he did.
Yeah.
And he seemed to have. But he also came to ours.
Do you think in his mind he weighed up a less embarrassing thing than coming to our show? And he went, oh, I flew to another continent for a Taylor Swift concert.
Absolutely. Well, it was Friday night. I bet he had a cracking time there.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, also, Levin's managed to get that show recorded, so we'll probably throw it up on the Patreon at some point.
Yes.
Not immediately, because people paid $65 for a ticket. So, you know, we'll let that sit for a little bit, won't we, Mason?
It's true.
But again, thank you to Levens for organising that. And listen to Hey Fam, it's a great show also.
And Serious Issues.
And Serious Issues.
And all the small games.
And all the small games about video games. And The Mitchin about food.
And Old Raps, which is about old raps.
All of those things.
We probably missed one, but it's all right.
He's got several.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough plugs, Levens.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you know, talking about Levens, that the reason he started listening to our podcast is because he was looking for podcast about comic books. This is before he started his own one. And he listened to ours and he's like, oh, it's, you know, we talk about movies and TV shows and comic books and whatever. And he went through the whole episode. And he's like going like, when are they going to talk about comic books? We only occasionally talk about comic books.
That's right. It's usually in the what we're reading section or if Batman shows his dick.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Kathleen Kennedy, head of Lucasfilm, who was supposedly going to be fired and she wasn't. She was rehired for a couple of years.
Yeah.
She has confirmed.
Because of those billions of dollars she made.
She has confirmed that the Boba Fett movie is dead. It's over.
Yeah,
for the
right.
Fett. Mm-hmm. Josh Trank was going to be doing it at one point. There was rumors of Michael B. Jordan. Those were only rumors. Josh Trank did such a... He went to work on the Fantastic Four, let's say.
Yes, he did.
And for various reasons, that didn't work out as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
now he lives in a bin.
That's right. No, he's back on Trank. He's doing something at the moment. He's doing some mob movie, maybe. People keep tweeting to us. I can't remember what it is. But he is working. I think Tom Hardy might be in it. I don't know any of those things. Anyway... The Boba Fett movie's dead and who cares?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, we're getting The Mandalorian.
Exactly.
It'd be weird. Well, it wouldn't be weird, but I just...
It's so weird.
It feels a little bit like, you know, we have The Flash on the big screen. We also have the CW version of The Flash. It'd be kind of like that, I think.
I think that'd be more comparable in terms of quality.
Because money-wise is about the same.
But no, I think... I don't want to see the movie, but I really want to see this Mandalorian show.
Same,
because I don't care how Boba Fett started being a bounty hunter and... I don't want to see anything between Solo and Return of the Jedi, not Return of the Empire Strikes yeah. Back. Just get out of that time period.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would intrigue me about a Boba Fett movie now is if it were like a Dread Pirate Roberts situation yeah. where it was a different Boba Fett every time.
And don't get me wrong, also, I wouldn't mind seeing him show up in The Mandalorian like he got out of the Sarlacc.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
But I don't care about anything prior to that.
How about this?
All right.
The Mandalorian, the TV series, would follow an unrelated Mandalorian, and then one time he gets a threatening hologram phone call.
Yes.
And from a mysterious figure, and the figure steps forward, and it's Boba Fett. And then he fires up his jetpack, so you know that it's definitely Boba Fett.
Does the missile go off?
Yeah, Darth Maul style, like in Solo. And you just see him go...
No, if you definitely know it's him, he flies into a wall.
That's right, yeah.
Great. Yeah, so I'm not surprised. I thought it was cancelled, and it is. Anyway, Mason, we've got a video coming up on this channel this week that you're just finding out about, which is all the upcoming Star Wars projects.
Oh.
So...
Wait, are we recording that afterwards?
Maybe. Terrific. If we remember.
Okay,
so
cool.
So that'll be out Thursday-ish. Okay. Got a whole lot of Avengers 4 news. Some of this could be considered spoilers, but it's stuff that is floating around the interwebs. So if you want to skip it, time codes in the description. Catherine Langford has joined Avengers 4 in a minor role. She is in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, that Netflix show.
That Netflix show. She is the lead, or one of the leads, and she's sending people tapes and is like, I'm dead, but why? Have you seen it?
I'm dead, but shame on you.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I didn't see it. No.
Exactly. So that is happening.
Is there a second season of that?
There is, yeah.
Is it more tapes more or a tapes. Different person?
More tapes, and I think the third season might be different tapes, different person.
Wow.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy, it's a Zoom.
Terrific.
In the third season.
It's not 13 tapes, it's one laser disc now. What? How did she press this? How do I even play it?
So, the rumor is, well, the speculation is, and I'll get to why, that she's going to be Kate Bishop.
Who's the second Hawkeye.
Second Hawkeye. She's also, I think she's in the Old Man Hawkeye comic at the moment, I believe.
I think she is.
I may be wrong. Anyway, I really enjoy that comic that's happening at the moment.
You're right.
But, and the reason people are saying that is because there was rumors that the Netflix series that the Marvel are doing next year, not Netflix series, sorry, the Disney streaming service one, that we've heard of a Loki, we've heard of a Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've also heard of a Nick Fury one, which is apparently not going to be happening. They're looking at something bigger in scope.
Okay.
Because one of them might be Hawkeye. And apparently, the story will borrow elements from Matt Fraction's comic series, which saw Clint Barton train a new archer to potentially take up the Hawkeye mantle.
Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Me too.
So I think that would be a good introduction. If it is her, put her in the movie, give them their own series.
Yep.
I think Hawkeye would work much better in a series than he does in the movie a lot of the time. That being said, he was great in Civil War.
I think he's good in all
the... He is good, but I think they used him the best in Civil War.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I like the Vision fight. I like him in the airport fight. You know.
I like the fact that he's just a guy... He's just a guy doing a job.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so, it's like him and Black Widow. It's just, it's so routine to them. It's just like, well, I gotta shoot 10 guys. Here we go. All right.
I'll do it. Yeah. But on the back of that, Mason, they've got some hot news there.
I'm ready.
No doubt. This is some spoilers for some returning cameos of dead characters for Avengers 4.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Grillo and Tilda Swinton are coming back.
Crossbones and the Ancient One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently Tilda Swinton did like one day. It kind of hints towards that, you know, with the rumors and set photos we've seen of time travel or at least traveling through memories or something.
Uh-huh.
So, because Crossbones became an explosion.
He sure did.
And Tilda Swinton...
He sprayed
became
on...
a heart attack.
Yeah. She became a heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crossbones was spread all over that ad for Milo on the wall. Remember that? It was an ad for Milo.
Johannesburg or whatever happened there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank Grillo said, I'm done at Marvel, so I don't care. I'll tell everybody I'm in it. So his contract's up. He's been paid. So he's just telling everyone that he's in.
Oh, I see. Right.
He's in Avengers 4.
Right. Okay.
So good on him.
Huh.
So that's pretty good stuff.
So how do we know about Tilda Swinton?
I think someone said she was on set.
Oh, I see. Or something. Right. It wasn't Frank Grillo again.
It probably was. Well, he's the one. He also said this week that they're looking at the next Captain America. And he's like, I think it might be a black guy or a woman or something. He's like, it's something like that. They're looking for someone. And people are like, well, who is it? What's happening? I think he was just kind of going, they're looking for someone and it might be this, it might be that. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But we were talking about this. Were we talking about this earlier this week?
Just in real life?
In real life?
Yuck.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, try. Let's give it a whirl. What were you saying?
Who do we think is going to take over?
No, you're thinking of another person.
I'm sure we were talking about
it. We've had a conversation about it in the past.
And I think we both said Bucky.
Yeah, I think it'll be Bucky.
Yeah. Because I think Sam Wilson's got more stuff to do, but I think Bucky's next move is be Captain America.
Agreed, yeah.
I think he's done everything that he needs to do up until this point.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's exciting, isn't it?
I agree, it is exciting.
But did you see, Mason, the Pepper Potts purple Iron Man suit?
I did, yes.
That leaked photo. Is that exciting?
Is there... I've only seen, like, top half.
Yeah.
Like, there's no full shot of the suit?
No. Okay, I think there was a toy that was revealed as well. But yeah, it's basically a purple Iron Man suit.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Mm. All right. Because in the comics, from time to time, she is Rescue,
yeah.
Which is basically an Iron Man suit with no weapons on it.
Yeah.
So whether that's that or something else, who knows?
Maybe it's got 1,000 weapons on it.
Maybe it's got more weapons than Tony Stark's.
Well, you famously said, Mason, on the show, you made a real fool of yourself by being the one time on the show that one of us has been wrong about anything.
I know, right?
That Pepper Potts is going to be in the Iron Man suit.
And be killed, yeah.
But it looks like she's going to be in a Iron Man suit.
And be killed.
And be killed. Mm-hmm. So you're doubling down. Double or nothing, Mason? Or double or something.
She's definitely going to be in the suit.
Okay, yes, that we know.
But
you could say weapons.
She's going to live.
Yeah,
she's going to live.
Because they're going to have a kid, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Do you think she's going to have weapons or no weapons?
I think she's going to have no weapons.
But punching.
But I think it's not going to be. I think maybe it's not going to be a deliberate thing. She just needs a suit real quick.
Yeah.
And then maybe the system whips her up Jarvis or whatever, or Friday whips her up, like, just whatever.
I guess it also depends what the state of the world is.
Yeah,
in 5 years. Like, what does she have it for? Is she rebuilding something? Because, you know, I'd imagine a lot of planes fell into things.
That's true, yeah.
when half the world disappeared.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see, won't we?
We sure will.
And if you're wondering when that trailer is coming out, Mason.
Yep.
We'll wonder no more.
Okay.
Before the end of this year.
For Avengers 4?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so soon.
Well, that's what it was last time. Because I think it was, I want to say, early December or late November.
Right.
Uh-huh. I think it was late November for. So there you go.
I'm excited.
So wonder no more.
So soon, sleep but so far away.
Yeah. Well, we're nearly out of October, the spookiest month of the year.
That's true. Yeah.
And we're nearly in November, which is the... It's kind of a nothing month, isn't it?
Yep. What happens in November?
People just waiting for Christmas.
Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah.
Or night, whatever
Thanksgiving?
It is. Yeah, let's say it's for Thanksgiving.
Let's find out when Thanksgiving is.
I think Thanksgiving's December. I think they're both. I think Thanksgiving and Christmas are in.
No, it's November, yeah.
Oh,
November
there we go.
22nd. Okay, right. You're a real idiot, Mason.
Happy Thanksgiving,
yeah, it's
everybody.
Like pretty much in between. Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Eat a turkey, wear a hat. That's cool. Okay. Turkey's not that good at. A meat, to
it's
be honest.
It's a little dry.
It's not great.
It's too. It's big. That's why it's a. That's why it's a Thanksgiving.
Have a couple of chooks. That's all I'm saying. Have a couple of chooks, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you disagree? I like a shaved turkey, like on a
like a turkey burger from time to time,
something like that. Or you know, like you get on a sandwich,
with
some cranberry sauce.
Yes,
that's what I want.
Turkey and ham sub.
That's the bread shit.
Yeah.
Subway, no good. Also, they help that pedophile get thin, which I think is unacceptable.
Unacceptable behavior from a sandwich chain. Agreed. Yeah. Did you see the trailer for The Girl in the Spider's Web?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Okay, right.
It's
pretty good.
It does.
I've never watched any of those before.
Did you I watched the Fincher one. I haven't seen
the originals, the originals are on Netflix, but not the Fincher one.
Yeah, right.
Which I was going to watch because I'm like, oh, this looks good, and I'll watch the original because it's got Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
But it's not on there anymore.
Who's the director of this new one?
It's not David Fincher, but he's producing it.
Yeah, it's someone good, though.
Mm.
And who is it? Let's see. It is... Fede Alvarez, F-E-D-E.
Oh.
He's done stuff. Oh, yeah, he did The New Evil Dead and Don't Breathe.
Okay, right.
I like that New Evil Dead.
It looks this... I don't know if you... I think maybe the trailer's been out for like a couple of months, but I've not seen it before.
Yeah.
And I've never been interested in these movies before, but I'm like, this has got a lot of... It's got style. And
it was
like
she's like Batman. Like,
yeah,
she's
right.
She's like a Batman, but she's got a motorcycle. Well, Batman also has a motorcycle.
That's right.
So she's exactly like Batman.
Exactly like Batman, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, do you want some rumors of some Marvel release dates for films?
Yes.
Thank goodness. The Eternals movie is might be May 1st, 2020, which I think was maybe the Guardians 3 date. I don't know that.
Okay.
And Black Widow, November 6th, 2020. So it's interesting that those movies, neither of them are Avengers movies or Iron Man movies or Captain America
isn't
movies.
Isn't it though?
Or
yeah, okay.
So we're getting some new hot properties. Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2020.
Which points to any number of rumors that all the existing characters are dead or retired.
Yeah.
Or we're just sick of them.
I do wonder how this is going to go because it's how they're going to handle this kind of changing of characters.
Do you think that we're going to, that like mere weeks before Avengers 4 comes out, there's going to be a big old spoiler about somebody who dies?
They kind of kept it under wraps last time.
They're quite good at it. Yeah.
I would say, I mean, it's possible, but I'd say probably not.
Yeah.
I don't read the big stuff generally.
And you don't sweat the small stuff.
I do actually. I have to. Oh, man. You got to keep on your toes, mate.
True. Yeah. No, yeah. I know.
Do you sweat the small stuff?
No.
Yeah, you don't have to, do you?
No.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Eternals, Black Widow. There's probably going to be another one in there, I'd imagine, for a Marvel movie. Or maybe they're only doing two. But yeah.
Only we don't have
two.
Any casting.
Imagine.
Yeah. Do we have casting news about the Eternals?
No, it's not really anything.
No.
I'd imagine if it is the Eternals, they're going to have to fast track it. Because it'll have to start next year. Yeah. Or not fast track it, just make it.
Yeah.
Just like how you make a movie, they need to do all those, the series of things that happen.
Lead up to a movie. Yeah. Movies don't just happen by themselves.
No.
Director's got to sweat the small stuff.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Which one of us is for and one of us is against.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Just put the movie out.
Speaking of things that one of us is for and one of us is against.
Yes, I'm listening.
Bane is making an appearance in Gotham.
Are we both for that or both against it? Which one of us is for that, I guess is my question.
Why would they do this?
What is fascinating about that, I think, is because Bane, like the comic book version of Bane is like a Mexican like luchador wrestler.
Man, yeah.
And the version we get in The Dark Knight Rises is like a way, like it's a Mad Max style kind of post-apocalypse look for this guy. And the Gotham version they've gone with that, they haven't gone, and I guess it's to tie it in with Dark Knight Rises to do a variation on that. But why not do a variation on the original one?
I don't, it's maybe they more, maybe they want people to recognize
it. Yeah, I guess that's probably
people
it.
People don't know that one. Or maybe, you know, this is his origin suit and he's going to go into a different suit.
Maybe.
Luchador. But the... the padding on it is all wrong. I'm
weird
not sure
shoulders,
what's
weird
happening
face,
with this.
Yeah,
yeah, it's it's. I mean, you can never know until it's moving. But this is one of the worst,
right?
Ever potentially.
Yeah.
So look, this is not a show that I've been watching, but a lot of people are really loving Gotham.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Then maybe people are digging this. I don't know. Did you see the? There's a Melissa. I want to say Benoist from Supergirl.
Yeah.
Put up a set photo of her and Ruby Rose as Batman.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Looks good.
Yeah.
It'll need some, I guess, some post to make it look more like the suit on the show, but it's got a very, it even looks like the Batman Forever mask a little bit. Like it looks like a,
I don't mind that suit.
It's like a Burton style mask. Yeah,
yeah. Speaking of Mason, if you love Batman Forever, there's a video on my channel now, which is all about Tim Burton's Batman Forever.
Oh.
All the details and things. And there was actually a sequel.
Oh, what it was going
to
be.
Yeah. Yeah. There was actually a sequel of sorts that was going to happen in 2015. But you'll have to check out that video to know what I'm talking about.
Is it Batman Unchained?
I can't. What? What's that one? What?
Haven't we talked about that?
What's that?
Batman Unchained was the proposed Batman 5. The Joel was going to be the
Joel.
Oh,
no.
Wasn't
that Batman Triumphant?
Apparently it was Batman Unchained, but nobody... And then the internet's called it Batman Triumphant, but nobody knows why. There's no...
Oh, really?
Just somebody in the internet was like, what if it was called this? And people were like, sometimes it's called this. It wasn't.
Then I think my video has a mistake in it.
Oh, no. But Batman Unchained is the one where they wanted to bring... Wasn't it the most expensive action sequence of all time?
Really?
Because it had to bring back Jack Nicholson
and
Schwarzenegger in the
dream
sequence.
Yeah, you're right.
Where he's put on trial by all his old villains.
Ooh.
And you have to bring back Nicholson for 2 minutes and it costs you... $50 million or whatever.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't do it. Yeah.
He would do it.
I mean, these days you could just CGI it.
Yeah, they just CGI'd the Red Skull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was a different actor. They brought back Grand Moff Tarkin and everybody thought it was the best.
Disagree.
Everybody thought it was
okay,
the best.
Okay, then, fine.
This isn't comic book movie news, but it's not all comic book movie news, Mason.
Okay, I'm
listening.
This
is George Miller's next project, because I've been keeping my eye on this fella. What's he up to after Mad Max?
Happy Feet 3?
No, good. No, good God, no. There's been some litigation, I think, around Mad Max and people not being paid and such and such. But this project that the next one he's working on it's called the 3000 or 3000 Years of Longing.
Okay.
Miller is planning to introduce his latest project to potential buyers at the American film market sometime next week. Film Nation will be handling international sales. Who cares? Very little is known about the project at this point.
We've got a priority straight here on this podcast.
Yeah, other than it's an epic
Disaster, earthquake, many died. Anyway, who cares? Here we go. Moving along.
It's an epic love story that involves a genie. It's also been reported that the tone of Miller's latest endeavor will be quite opposite to his most recent effort, Mad Max Fury Road.
Ooh.
So a genie movie in the spirit of Aladdin, I assume.
Okay.
But with a genie, which also has a... They both have genies.
They sure do.
Yeah, Aladdin has two genies. I don't mean to spoil it, but at the end, there's a second genie.
Is there?
Double genies, mate.
Really?
Double genies.
Double genies.
Yeah.
Is the second genie an evil genie?
I can't tell you, mate.
Or a lady genie?
No.
People have seen this. I'm the only one who hasn't seen it.
I don't want to spoil it. No.
Just spoil it.
I'm spoiling it for you. Fine. You can Google it, basically.
I will. I guess I could also do that.
Do you really want me to spoil it?
No, I'll do it later. It's fine.
Okay. I don't mind. It's really not that big a deal.
Is the other genie red?
Yes.
Really?
You've probably seen a picture.
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to spoil the end of it.
Oh, is Jafar turned into a genie?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Because Aladdin's like, you may be magic, Jafar, and you've got a great stick that's shaped like a snake, believe you me, but you'll never be as powerful as a genie. And he's like, well, I wish I was a genie. And Aladdin's like, fuck you, you're in a lamp, you dog. And so that's Aladdin.
Tricked him.
Yeah.
Tricked him.
Yeah, so that's a good movie, I think, some of it. Uh-huh. Are you excited for Spike Lee working on the Night Watch movie?
Oh, we've talked about this, haven't we, quite recently.
There's a video. We did a video.
Nightwatch being the Marvel sort of 90s Spawn ripoff.
Yeah.
Where he's a man in like an experimental nanotech suit.
And he loves it.
From the future.
But
he got from his own corpse.
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
It is
anyway,
cool.
Spike Lee's not making that anymore.
Okay then. Is anyone making it or is he just done with it?
McGee's making it.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know.
I'd rather nothing, quite frankly.
I want to see that movie.
That was quick, though. I liked it.
What?
Just saying McGee's doing it.
I think it's my go-to.
Yeah.
He's a terrible... Is he terrible?
What's the last thing he did? Can you look it up?
I think that bank heist one, or was that Brett Ratner?
Oh, Tower Heist.
That might have been Brett Ratner. No, I'm getting the MCG cricket count. No, director. Hang on. Yeah, he did the Charlie's Angels ones.
Yep,
And he did Salvation, which is a terrible Terminator film.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Filmography. I did I Feel Pretty. No, he produced that. Sorry. The last one he did was The Babysitter for Netflix. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, well, he's just churning them out, isn't he? Good for
Hang
him.
Hang on, let me check what that is.
Okay.
That's some kind of
horror it's a horror thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't know it. He did 3 Days to Kill. Right. That's one of those... Remember there was that after Liam Neeson made Taken, they just got every old man in Hollywood and gave him an action movie.
Yeah.
This was Kevin Costner's.
Oh my God. It must be a winning formula.
It must be. And before that, he did This Means War, which is apparently atrocious.
Oh, that's the one with Chris Pine and Tom Hardy,
Hardy. And before that, Salvation, and We Are Marshals, then the Charlie's Angels movies. And I think he was going to do a Superman at one point. That's right. J.J. Abrams wanted to direct the script that he wrote, but they were going to give it to McGee.
Okay, because McGee was red hot at
the time. He was hot as hot gold.
Wow.
Don't touch it, Mason.
No.
You'll be rich, but burnt.
Ooh, is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Anyway, McGee and Spike Lee are not working on Nightwatch.
Wow.
Yeah.
But imagine that, though. Imagine if they co-directed.
Joint.
Lee and McGee.
A Lee McGee joint.
Lee McGee joint.
Yeah. Okay. In the spirit of things that shouldn't be made.
I'm listening.
Disney are apparently considering a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot.
Oh, but without Johnny Depp.
That's what they say.
Well, weren't they just going to get the two newbies, the new ones?
Yeah,
the replacement Orlando Bloom and the replacement Keira Knightley in the last one and put them in?
But also, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are back. Remember at the end of that
right.
movie?
Uh-huh.
That was
kind
of the only part of that movie that I kind of...
Maybe the last one. You know how apparently in sort of movie testing, they do that thing where they just have people in a room, they watch the movie, and they turn the dial left if they like something, or right if they don't like something. Maybe that movie was just like they put them both in and just were like, who do they like more?
Like which one more? I think they added Keira Knightley.
Okay,
they added that ending.
Right, okay.
But Orlando Bloom was always in. He's like, I'm covered in barnacles,
and I'm sad,
and I'm in the sea all the time.
Yeah, right.
I got my heart cut out and a squid heart put in or something.
That's what happened, yeah. Uh-huh. No, you're thinking of Aquatic Crank. You're thinking of Crank Goes Tropical, the third Crank movie.
I would watch Crank Goes...
Where Jason Statham gets a squid heart put in.
Squid heart.
And he's the same. He's still indestructible, but he can shoot ink out of himself and run away. But he wouldn't run away. He dare not run away.
He'd swim to danger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, the writers of Deadpool and Zombieland, are apparently looking at getting this happening.
Okay.
Which isn't bad.
All right.
I also understand, though, why they're making this, right? Because the fifth one of these movies, which was atrocious, in my opinion, And Johnny Depp was apparently getting his lines fed through an earpiece.
Makes a lot of sense.
Like, that's when you know that somebody... It's over, isn't it? I think Brando, like, with the first Superman, or the only one he was in, because he was litigation on the second one, he was reading the lines on the bassinet. Like, he's holding the baby.
I see, right. Uh-huh.
But it's just got... there's no baby. He stapled the lines to a baby's head.
I kind of feel like if you're a good enough actor, that's...
Depp was not in that.
No, yeah.
Depp,
yeah.
He is a good actor, or he can be, but that was not good.
No, for sure. I mean, everybody... I think we must have talked about it when we reviewed it, but everybody just... seemed so tired in that movie.
Yeah, and in the theater.
Maybe it was me as the audience being like, oh, but they's like, I feel I could still watch that, maybe watch that first one again and enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't want to, but...
No, but I reckon if it was on, I'd be like, I'll watch this for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it seems fresh and interesting.
And sprightly.
And sprightly. But by the last one, that it was just, let's rip this bank out of the ground and let's drag it.
Remember when he convinced
tired.
The mayor's wife to have sex with him
in a bank vault. Yeah, I remember that. Of course I remember that. Which in the first one would have been fresh and fun, but I'm like, God, this is so
dull.
How
did this happen?
Yeah, right?
What did he say to her?
That's a good point.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
Anyway, the fifth one made $794 million.
Seems like a lot.
So it obviously made a ton of money. And apparently these movies in total have made $4 billion.
Yeah,
so
right.
Of course they're going to be looking at rebooting this. If I don't think they should reboot it. I think they should carry on. And this is what I think they should do.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Saldana is in that first movie. She's one of the crew.
Right.
And they should base it around her and maybe Will Turner and the new Keira Knightley. And old Keira Knightley. Do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if you want to bring Johnny Depp back, wait three movies. Or don't at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I've gone to Netflix. I'm like, oh, maybe I will watch... Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which one's on there?
I think it's the last one. It's Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is 5, I think.
Salazar's Revenge.
Salazar, that's 5, yep. Uh-huh. Great. Thanks, Netflix.
Don't you love it when you go to watch something on Netflix and it's just the wrong Terminator movie?
Yeah.
It's always
Terminator 3.
Yeah, it
in
is.
My experience.
I don't mind that.
Nobody ever wants that.
I don't mind it. But yeah, I'm never looking for it, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to do some TV news or do you want to check your other streaming
services? I'm checking Stan. No, it's only the Pirates Band of Misfits.
All right.
Which is that animated one.
I'm going to check Amazon then. How about that? We'll find out where it is, Mason. I got my three. Do I want to watch Jack Ryan? I don't know. I've heard it's okay.
Yeah, right.
Do I want to watch Jack Ryan?
Yeah, I'd probably watch Jack Ryan, yeah.
Okay. Send a verification code. Why don't you send a verification code?
Me?
No, it's sending me a verification code to be like, are you sure it's you? It's me.
Nice.
I should be able to yell, it's me, into my computer and it should work. Salazar's Revenge. Is that the one you want?
Yes. No, I don't want that one. I want the original one.
They don't have it.
No, exactly.
We've got
Nobody
a movie
does.
Called The Pirate with Sebastian Cock.
Sebastian Cock.
K-O-C-H. Is that Cock? And John Cleese.
Huh.
What is this movie? Anyway, should we do the rest of the show?
Let's do the rest of the show. Let's save our check the stream. Oh, this is our new segment, check the streaming services.
Yeah. John Wesley Shipp is returning as the Flash universe, but in the Elseworlds crossover, and he's wearing his original Flash costume.
Yes, he is. 90s Flash is back, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not the original because that's probably rotted away.
Because it was weird styrofoam. Yeah,
weird styrofoam. What do you think about seeing that again?
I think this is fun.
It's
fun,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Uh-huh.
How close do you think they are to folding in some of the movies, hinting at the movies exist in a...
I think maybe they have.
They have,
I don't think there's...
I remember there was a time tunnel or something.
I think maybe we saw some references, maybe one or two references in the time tunnel. Or maybe I'm imagining
that. Or maybe to the original Superman or something.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody knows.
Somebody has the answers to that.
Yeah. Mm.
But look, we've already spent a bit of time Googling various streaming services. We don't have time to look into that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I might watch the crossover, because you always watch the crossovers. We talk about this every week. Maybe I'll... Every week I see a new thing and I'm like,
maybe this is the one, yeah.
Maybe you got me.
But that means in this particular universe, John Wesley Shipp has been the Flash's dad.
Yeah.
And the Jay Garrick Flash.
In different universes, though.
Yeah, in separate, in part, but in this continuity, he's been the Flash, the Flash's dad, and the original Flash. So that's interesting.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Wonder Woman, the film, has been pushed 7 months. To now have a release date of June of 2020, which is kind of sucks. I was hoping that was going to be November next year, and now we're going to wait a bit. So
yeah.
They want it to be a summer movie because it can definitely compete.
Yeah, right.
That's a shame, but I understand.
Why make that choice now, though? Like, why... Like, shouldn't it have always been a summer movie?
I think something moved or was cancelled. Maybe some Marvel stuff shifted. Right. I can't remember exactly. But, and also, $6 Billion Man has been removed from the lineup.
Oh, no.
I know. I think Mark Wahlberg was going to be it.
Oh, then I don't care if it's been cancelled.
You're talking about an American hero, Mason. You're talking about a man who could have stopped 9/11, so he says. Speaking
I thought you meant the $6 Billion Man. Oh, right. Yeah.
You mentioned that Mark Wahlberg fact in the live show, and that got a very...
I didn't say...
No, I know. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. That's a claim Mark Wahlberg made.
That's not on you.
Mm.
Yeah.
How far did that movie get, $6 Billion Man, though?
I don't know. Multiple incarnations. Didn't Jim Carrey have it?
Jim Carrey owned the license for the $6 Million Man for a while, yeah. But I haven't heard a lick of casting or... Any kind of... I haven't heard anything about a script or anything. I don't hear about these things.
That's true. I don't think a Bionic Man is that interesting now. Because every universe has a team of whatevers. There's probably a Bionic Man in there.
Yeah.
LeBron James is apparently helping reboot Friday the 13th.
Okay, then.
Victor Miller, writer of the original film, has the rights back. So there you go. Apparently, LeBron James is a big horror movie guy. He's also doing Space Jam 2.
Wait, sorry, did LeBron James buy the rights to it?
No, I think he's producing.
Oh, I see, right. Okay. Yeah,
so there you go.
Right.
I have seen it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I think they saw Halloween and they went, yep.
Time to shine.
All these are coming back now forever.
Correct.
So yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Did you know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a big fan of Sherlock Holmes?
Is he really?
And has written Sherlock Holmes stories.
Like novels?
Yeah, and comic books and stuff.
No shit.
Yeah.
And he's in Scrubs.
That's true, he is, yeah.
That one episode.
And Airplane, or Flying High, as we know.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's one of the pilots.
So it's here, it's Flying High.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Different times and worlds,
isn't it?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Movement, both of us know this, Mason. This is an ad. Both of us know this, that they've come a long way from
being... We know that and we know more things. Continue.
They've come a long way from being a couple of crowdfunded kids working out of a living room, because in the past year, not only have they introduced a ton of new watches for their watch collection for both men and women, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, my goodness.
But they've also expanded to sunglasses and fashion-forward bracelets for her. Now, I know there's a couple of new styles that you've got your eye on, Mason.
I do.
Why don't you tell us about
it? I do. I'm very excited because Movement, you don't care about this at all, but you...
I care greatly, Mason, about every one of our sponsors.
You said we've got a Movement ad, and I'm like, James, look at the new watch. And you're like,
you made me look at it, yes.
I did. They've got a new watch. It's the model's called the Arc, and like with a lot of watches, Movement has some good quartz movements. You just put a battery in. You let it bloody go. But
seems a bit inconvenient to me, Mason.
Well, an automatic. You just
there's got to be a better way.
You put it on and it winds itself as you just move your arms in your daily life.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to change the battery ever.
You moving your arms much?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, good.
Yes,
that's lucky.
Yeah, it is, right? Oh, it looks so good. Oh, there's so many. Oh, look at the color combos.
I love the color combos.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it matches your collar. I love it all.
Yeah,
all of those
right.
things.
I was wearing this watch today as we ran into our friend Andrew Levins.
Oh, yes.
And he was like, that's a great watch.
And what did you say?
I said, yes.
And that
You're
was the
right,
end.
Levins.
And then you kept walking.
Now, goodbye forever.
Movement watches, though, they start out at just $95. And a department store, if you're looking for a similar watch of similar quality, you're looking more like $400 to $500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's outrageous.
It's outrageous.
And they figured this out, obviously, by cutting out the middleman, as all podcasting ads do.
Do they cut out that middleman? Do you ever think about the middleman? Do you ever worry about him?
No. Because all the middlemen I've ever have to go through are just roadblocks.
They are, aren't they? You're right. Exactly.
They just get in the way.
We should write a sketch about a retirement home for middlemen.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get to that at some point. Let's throw it in the pile.
They got a bunch of classic designs. It's quality construction and the style is minimalized. And you can actually get 15% off.
Minimal but not boring.
That's right.
That's what I say.
With free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Join the Movement. That's 15% off your purchase. And that's the ad.
Nice.
Mason, we got to talk about the movie Halloween because it came out.
It sure did.
2 weeks ago everywhere else in the world. But then it came out here.
Just now.
We
yep.
finally got it.
Uh-huh.
Both of us went to the cinemas.
Yes.
And we checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Huge opening. The third largest R-rated opening horror film of all time behind It and one of those shit Paranormal Activity movies.
For sure. I've only seen... Or a Conjuring, maybe.
Yeah. But, not surprising.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I think on Instagram, was very, very excited about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's also the second biggest US October opening of all time with $76 million in the first week and second to Venom, so, which came out the week before or 2 weeks before or whatever it was.
Yeah, right.
And that's all great.
Mm-hmm.
But what's greater is what you think the story was.
All right, hang on. So...
It's Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you for the kickoff.
Thank you.
It's Halloween and this time around... Wait, so this is a sequel... This is the currently only in continuity sequel to the original Halloween,
mm-hmm.
the original Halloween in which psychopath Michael Myers, who has been in a psychiatric institution for 15 years, escapes and goes on a murder spree.
Yep.
Apparently, after the events of that movie, he was put back in the mental asylum or a different mental
immediately.
Asylum. Immediately. And then he's been in prison for another 40 years.
Yep.
And it's Halloween and he's escaped again.
He's escaped again.
Yeah.
How did he get out? Who knows? I mean, you find out.
Sort of.
Why did he do it? Because he's a shit bloke.
Yeah,
not good.
For sure.
Uh-huh. He's a terrible person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I quite liked it.
I quite liked it too. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it was... Because there's some bits at the end where I'm like, that's an odd thing to do in this scenario. You had 40 years and you did this? I just think...
Look, we'll have to get to it in our spoiler section, yeah. But... One thing about this movie, I just wanted more. Like I wanted,
yeah, I know.
I
what
wanted
you're talking.
Something.
We talked a little bit about it with me, you, and Levins
in real life.
And Levins
IRL.
Liked it, I think, more than all of us.
I think.
Well,
so,
you talked about it on Hey Fam as well, where he gets into why. But yeah, I think the retcon of this is for the better. I don't think he needs to be his sister. I don't think you need H2O. I think it's more interesting to not include any of that and just be like, it's 40 years later and everyone associated with that first movie went mad or died.
Uh-huh.
And now it's Halloween again.
Yes, it is.
It's Halloween night. It's Halloween Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What do you think of the cast, though?
Okay, what do we have? We have...
Jamie Drury.
That's not right.
No, that's a different person.
You think of Judy Greer.
I was thinking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay, right, okay.
The lead of this film, Mason.
She's great in it.
She's great in all of these. Mm-hmm. She's great in H2O, which is not a good movie.
Yeah, right.
She's really good.
Quite the feat.
Yeah. This is probably her best performance in any of these.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say so. Because she's struggling with a lot of stuff, the PTSD, and she's clearly spent 40 years just kind of preparing in case Michael Myers.
You know what I like about this? What I enjoy about this is that the acting in this from everyone is just leagues ahead of anything that happened within the first one. Like the, and I know the first one is a bona fide classic, but the acting is so hammy.
The cast is better in this.
Yeah,
Or they're better actors. I think Donald Pleasance is very good in that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Judy Greer as well as her daughter. I liked her granddaughter, whose name I do not know, but I thought that family dynamic was really good.
Yeah.
How the mum hates Jamie Lee Curtis for, that Judy Greer hates her for various reasons, but you find out because, well, basically she just Sarah Connor heard.
Yeah, she really did, yeah.
For a very long time.
Jamie, as we know from the trailer, Jamie Lee Curtis, character Laurie Strode, expecting Michael Myers to, or living in fear of Michael Myers one day escaping and going on another spree, has trained her whole life and built traps and bought
Learned
weapons.
To shoot and fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she has put those skills upon her daughter.
Yeah.
Sort of, and essentially ruined her mental, she's ruined her own mental health, and she did her best to do it to her daughter before her daughter was before her daughter was taken away by the state.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't really love the dad character.
Okay.
I thought he was the grandpa.
Yeah,
initially.
Right.
There's a couple of old dads in this.
There's a couple of old dads.
There's another old dad in the, you see in the car. He's just, like character in passing.
Mm-hmm.
Good on the old dads, getting a bit of play, mate. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be an old dad one day.
Not me, Mason.
Sooner rather than later.
Like you, I will blossom into youth.
Oh, terrific.
No, I can't, because as a dad, you can't.
That's true, yeah.
You've ruined it for yourself.
Yeah.
You passed your youth on to somebody else.
That's true. That's how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was kind of like the kind of the jokey nature of him, and I didn't really kind of buy him
just as a dad.
No, I know. I thought he was okay. I thought of that family dynamic, he was the least interesting.
See, I thought it was way better than getting like a generic Bradley Cooper kind of like just a youngish handsome dude. I think it was way better that he was just like
I don't know. I the kind of jovial nature of him, I didn't really. I think like Stanley Tucci would have been better, for example.
But he would be jolly as well.
Yeah, but he would have that. No, but I just don't think that guy pulled it off entirely.
Oh,
I think the Tucci could have done it.
Okay.
Have you ever seen?
I thought he was just a charmingly dad-ish dad.
Okay, Mason.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, you love dads, so that makes sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he definitely wasn't terrible. I really like the sheriff. The sheriff returns
from the original, right?
No, he's not in the original. He's the guy who arrests, or he was on the scene when Michael Myers was arrested.
Oh, yeah, right.
But you don't
see
any of that.
Okay, yeah.
He's from
he's in a lot of things. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, he's in the one where Bruce Willis has to sit on an asteroid.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, asteroid sitter.
Yeah,
yeah. He's good. I thought the sheriff was really good. Did you enjoy the inclusion of a couple of podcasters? I mean, it's 2018, Mason.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of true crime podcasting, and this is no exception.
Is this because I don't listen to true crime podcasts?
I listen to a couple,
Do you feel like what they, because they seem very
aggressive?
They seem very aggressive and very. I would have assumed that the flowery language and the drama was inserted in post, but they were just out there being just really.
It's mostly, it seems, from what I've listened to. I generally don't listen to them because at the end they go, we don't know. This thing happened a long time ago and we don't know. Somebody's lying, but we don't know.
But rest assured, everybody involved is dead, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so there's a bit, I guess I really like the opening sequence of this where they go and visit Michael Myers and they visit him. It's in the trailer.
Yep.
Everyone's probably seen this now. So I guess it's a minor spoiler, but they take the mask out because Michael Myers hasn't spoken since he was a little kid.
Sounds like you haven't spoken in a couple of bloody years, mate.
Come on, mate. Come on, mate. You don't know me for that.
That's right. I caught you in a minor stutter and I bloody rinsed you for it. What do you reckon about that?
I don't like it.
No, it was bad. I feel bad about it too.
But so they...
Anyway, he hasn't spoken in about 40 years, so...
They hold up his original mask.
Yes.
Which was aged really well, I
think
thought.
So too.
It's the best mask since the first mask.
Do you think Shatner gets a cut out of that for likeness rights?
Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe not now because it looks so little like him. But
it looks more like him now than it did initially.
Yes, they did, yeah.
So they hold the mask out.
Also, they just keep it in a bag.
Yeah, yeah, they hold it out and then they yell at him.
Yes.
Which is an odd... And the psych unit guy, the head of, is just standing there going, this is cool.
Yeah, this is fine. Go ahead. Yeah. He gives him a little encouraging nod. It's like, yeah, you do it. Yeah, this will be fine.
You also get the sense that... Because Michael Myers kind of... He doesn't react at all, but he turns when the mask gets pulled out of the bag.
Yes.
So they're kind of like, yeah, he sensed it. And all the other...
I reckon you can just hear the flappy.
Yeah, he's
the
like,
flappiness of the rubber.
Sound. Mm-hmm. And all the other inmates go berserk.
Yeah.
I liked that opening scene a lot. It was kind of creepy. And I like that you never really saw Michael Myers' face.
Apparently that's the original guy.
That's the original guy, but not the guy who...
Not the stunt guy.
Not the guy whose mask comes off. That's a different guy.
Oh, so the one we see initially is a different guy.
Yeah, the guy who's... When you see his face in the first one,
yep.
That's a different actor than the guy who's playing him. And the guy who's playing him in the original one is this guy.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the whole physicality of it and the turning and the way he does his kills and whatever, that's
the same
original
guy. Yeah, well, cool.
Who's really good. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, you don't like Michael Myers because you don't know what he's about. Does he have a druid's curse? Sometimes... Not in this version.
You know what?
What does he mean and do?
No, here's the thing. One of the reasons I don't particularly like Michael Myers is...
Because he's mean.
Well, that's because he is mean. He's unnecessarily mean. But also, and I think maybe it's... Again, it's a defining moment in horror cinema, etc. But a lot of me watching Halloween was like, is he running or is he not running? When he goes around a corner and then he's just gone, he had to have run.
Yes.
But he's a guy who doesn't run. We never see him run. What's he doing? Is he in the mental state where he can run?
Yep.
Does he care? Does he not care? Does he want to elude the police or does he just want to kill and kill?
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. And I feel that is the fault of the filmmaking, not of the... Of the character.
In this one...
It's much better, I think.
He definitively doesn't run...
Yes.
Because he gets hit by a car.
Yes. That's true, yeah.
And but he doesn't move.
Yeah. But I also... I felt that it was... They worked around the limitations. And you could see like, okay, well, that person is running, but then they slip or they...
Yeah.
They're afraid so they don't know which direction to go.
Yeah, and they're stuck in a fence.
And then they panic and they... They're paralyzed with fear and then he can catch up even though he's moving slowly. So I think this movie played that off a lot better.
Agreed.
As opposed to in the original where it's just like, oh, I just saw him and then I ran around the corner and he was gone. And it's like, well, he
was like 24 then. So he was running. He was definitely running.
I don't know if he was.
He was running.
All right.
Okay. Or teleporting.
Maybe he was teleporting.
Yeah. I think the very little characterization they build on for him was enough for me. I know there was something that you wanted... extra, which we'll talk about in spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm glad they didn't get into too much of who he is. And you never even get a good look at him without the mask.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
And you see that he's blind in one eye.
Yeah, right.
I think that's from the coat hanger in the eye.
Yes,
from the
that's
first
true, yeah.
one, I assume. Uh-huh. But no, he really good, unsettling performance. Way more unsettling in this than he is in the other movies that I have seen.
H2O.
Yes, and the original.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Impossibly strong also.
Yes.
He's flexing. He's flexing in his cell.
Does that work though? Surely not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's got crazy strength.
Uh-huh.
But he's 65 if he's a day.
Yeah, right. But again, he's not even that big.
They make him look bigger in
but
this.
But he can pulverize a man's head.
Yeah.
He can do all sorts of stuff we'll get into in spoilers.
He can do a flip.
Yeah.
Off screen.
Yeah, we'll
you
see.
Never see him do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you think it was scary though, Mason?
Yes, I did.
Unsettling or scary? It's not really... They don't do jump scares, really, do they?
No, not really,
which
no.
was good.
Yeah, it was a lot of...
Scene transitions were a bit, I'd noticed, were done for that kind of effect. Like
right.
kind of like a startling kind
okay,
of...
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
But not like a guy jumps out of a...
Yeah,
whatever.
But I think I did find it scary insofar as, again, it's not a demon and it's not a druid or whatever. It's not a very strong old man. It's not magic. It's just a man who is determined and he's got a knife. And if you don't have a knife, you're in trouble.
Even if you do have a knife,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
It's true.
He's going to get you. I liked, you know, because of the original one, a lot of the cinematography in that is quite good and, you know, iconic and et cetera. There's a couple of really good shots in this. There's one long shot where he kills a series of people and you just kind of follow a walking Michael Myers from place to place, which I thought was really good.
And there's another sequence, which is even earlier on, where we just see him, we see some killing take place in the background.
Yes.
Like there's just, action is happening, foreground murder is happening in background.
And it's hilarious.
It is pretty, it's
good. The funniest thing in
cinema history.
Correct. The kills also weren't... What do you think of the kills? Because they weren't crazy. They're not really crazy, gory kills in these movies anyway.
No, that's true, yeah.
But I thought they were...
Well, I mean, they get crazier, I think.
But there's some pretty crazy... Like, those ones you're talking about up top.
Yeah.
You see the result of that, and it's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
I think... But I think it was the latter movies, like 2 through 6, where they're like, okay, well, now he does horror movie tropes, and he's, you know... killing people in dumbwaiters and he's doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think because they've based this off solely off the first one, he's just a guy with a knife and he smashes people's heads into walls and whatever. So
good on him.
I think it's full credit for staying true to the original.
Taking it back.
Even the title sequence
is
very true to the original.
I like the title sequence a lot.
Which means there's two very similar movies, both called Halloween.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the remake. So I guess and there's three.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the music? Because I know, not that you weren't a fan of the music so much, the placement.
It's way better this time around.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked it
the last one, the original rather, it was, for me, again, that is an iconic music sting, but it felt to me in the original, it was just like, oh, here's a scene and we're going to let everybody know danger is about to happen. So here is the Halloween theme. Which did not work for me, and kind of spoiled the any element of suspense for me, really.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't build suspense for me. As someone who knows, you know, this sort of trope, I'm just like, well, a murder's obviously going to happen now, isn't it?
And it did. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But this one, way better, I thought.
Overall, before we get into spoilers, I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Now, in unraveling it just now, I think I liked it more.
Yeah.
I think I liked it more than you.
More than me or more than you thought?
More than I thought and more than you.
I was never bored. I liked everybody in it. Mm-hmm. The ending was odd, but I still didn't hate it. It was kind of satisfying, even though it didn't make a lot of sense.
Sure.
And yeah, I'll see another one of these. If whatever happens in the end of this movie is what it is. I don't know yet. Right, we'll get into spoilers.
Yeah.
Best movie ever?
I'm going to say best movie ever, yeah.
Yeah.
Good time.
Okay.
Spoilers?
Spoilers.
Spoiler time.
So Michael Myers will strangle a kid, but he won't kill a baby.
Yeah.
Because I found that interesting because it's kind of like, oh, he's sort of got a line, I guess?
No, I think maybe it just didn't occur to him.
Or it wasn't necessary?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Mm.
This is my main problem with this guy. And I understand he's supposed to be an enigma and he's supposed to be a blank. He's the shape. He's a blank slate.
Yes.
I need something because the doctor in this movie, there's at least one monologue where he's like, we're going to get to the reason he does these things. And guess what? We never did.
No.
And it just...
I don't think there's a reason though. I think he's just a lunatic.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Isn't that enough, Mason?
No, but I feel like they built to there being something and then they didn't deliver on that.
I liked that that guy in particular, that doctor who let him out, it would seem, on Halloween night, and they transferred him on Halloween night.
Yes.
What are you doing? But I guess everybody kind of gets complacent because like it's been 40, and people even say it's like it's 40 years, who gives a shit?
The first time I saw that doctor and he goes, yeah, just show him the mask. I'm like, this guy's...
No, that's trouble.
Yeah, this guy's trouble. And then when he's like, I'm getting on that bus, I'm like, there's trouble. And then as soon as the bus crashed, I'm like, the doctor did it.
Yeah.
We never see that happen. No. But I mean, how else did it happen, you know?
He definitely did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't mind that doctor, though, as a character. So he was a student of Loomis, even though he looked probably
the same age.
Older
than Loomis. Well, somebody can become a doctor later in life.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, he'd be younger than
he
Loomis.
He looked like... some sort of man who carved wooden dolls for the early part of his career. And then he's like, you know, I'll be a doctor, actually. He's a real Geppetto type.
He did have
and
that
And he's like, vibe. No, actually, I'll be a doctor.
Yeah, but I liked him and I liked his reasonings because he just wanted to know why Michael did the things that he did. And in doing so, he also commits a murder and puts on the mask and whatever. But Michael Myers, instead of giving him answers, just stomps his head in.
Yes.
So, good.
Again, inexplicable strength.
But what did you want him to say? Because the guy's like, say something.
No,
Michael.
I didn't want him to say anything, but I would have liked...
Here's my origin story.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You want that?
I kind of was expecting, because they went, okay, well, you know, obviously the idea that he is Laurie Strode's brother isn't true anymore. Mm. That was just an urban legend. I kind of liked that idea. But I kind of felt like they were heading towards maybe Laurie Strode did something to him. Back when he was a kid, maybe, and that's why.
But he's older than her.
Still.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just
thought, actually, we don't know that. Is that?
No, he's 23 in the original.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, because he was a kid. It doesn't. Yeah,
yeah, okay, right. Uh-huh.
But I just assumed he went after her because he didn't get her.
Oh, I see.
And now he's going to get her. So that's how I saw it. And he's going to kill everyone that she knows and her family, which he tries to do. So what I thought was a really good kind of fright or scare or tense moment was when he's just standing in the cupboard in one bit.
Yeah, right.
It's in the trailer,
yeah,
which I wish it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kid's like, there's a monster in my room. There's a man in the room. He's got a weird face. And the baby's just like, yeah, come on. And then puts him in bed and they have a whole conversation. And I'm just like, he's in the cupboard. He's in the cupboard behind you. And it's really tense because you know he's in the cupboard. And even if, I guess, you didn't see the trailer, you know he's in the cupboard.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then he's in the cupboard. Mm-hmm. And then he bloody gets her, mate. And that kid was really funny.
Yeah, right.
And then he gets away. Yeah,
yeah, kill.
What do you think? There was a bit of humor in this. What do you think of that?
Let me think.
I mean, I feel like they did it for the right people. It wasn't like Jamie Lee Curtis going doing zingers.
Exactly, but there was some daggy dad humor from dad, obviously.
Yeah. He was all right. I think
you know what I was going to say? The family did... Look, I understand that Judy Greer's character has been through some stuff as well, but I felt like nobody in the family was particularly supportive of...
Yeah.
Of Jamie Lee Curtis's character.
But also, we didn't see what... We didn't see all that, really. I mean, that would have been a very traumatizing childhood. They clearly worked out a plan that she'd had ingrained in her, and I don't know.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And got her kid taken
away.
I really did
enjoy the part where Judy Greer's character's just like, oh no, I can't. Oh no, I can't do it anymore. And then he came back in the view and she's like, ah, gotcha.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, huh?
She missed him, though.
Didn't you? I thought she got him.
She didn't shoot him in the head.
No, she didn't shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
But, and also, shoot him in the head again.
Shoot him 1,000 times.
You've got a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
You've got so many guns and so many bullets. Why aren't you just pumping him full of lead?
So the film kind of builds to a point where he goes to visit Jamie Lee Curtis and her family.
How does he know where she lives?
The guy was taking him there, and I think they were talking about it.
Oh, I see, right.
And he was awake.
Okay.
Or whatever, I assume. And he dropped him real close.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah.
So he goes there, and they kind of have a bit of a scuffle. I like that Jamie Lee Curtis is 65 or however old she is, early 60s, late 50s, and she's trained a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Like she can't physically beat him, but she can slow him down enough. Uh-huh. I don't know why she has a room full of mannequins. That's strange.
Oh, that was for target practice.
Yeah, but why would you keep them?
Why would
in
you
the
keep
house?
Them? That's a really good question. You don't want the kids stealing them.
No, you keep them on the range.
But also, why doesn't he have osteoporosis?
Maybe
you know what I mean?
He does, Mason.
Why doesn't he have fragile bones at this point?
But he doesn't seem to have any. He doesn't seem to feel pain.
So give me some explanation for that. He's been in he's been in hospital for 40 years and nobody's been like, well, we tested him and it turns out his bones are made of titanium. You know what I mean?
You know, but just he's healthy. Some people are healthy. He's been flexed.
On a hospital diet, really?
I don't know.
You don't think they'd be like...
They give you what you need.
I know, but why? Surely they would limit his outside... And his outside time is he just stands in a square. It's not like he's doing jumping jacks and skipping the rope, is it? He's just a man standing... He can't possibly be a physical threat without some sort of...
He'd be flexing, Mason.
That's not how exercise works. And I know, as a man who does exercise as much as 3 minutes a day, all right?
Then he's doing push-ups where people aren't looking.
All right, yeah, see? Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
But that's the thing. Either give me that he knows or he doesn't.
Yeah.
Don't give me this in-between where sometimes he's running and sometimes he isn't.
Mm.
Either he's not or he is.
We don't know, though. I think I like that, though.
I hate it.
What's he doing?
Yes!
Where's he getting his extra protein from? He must be eating rats. He's catching rats. I don't know.
Yeah. But you'd think they'd give him a prison diet where he isn't just totally ripped, you know what I mean?
But he's not totally ripped.
Yeah.
He's just big-ish. Anyway.
I reckon I could kill any 70-year-old man.
Anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mickey Rourke? You reckon you could kill Mickey Rourke?
Yes. Yes.
Stallone? One-on-one, you and Stallone. You think you could beat Stallone?
Yes.
I don't think you could.
Wow.
What about Arnold? Do you kill Arnold?
Is he 70?
Yeah. What about Buzz Aldrin? Do you think you can kill Buzz Aldrin?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
His bones are so... His bones are so brittle from being in space.
He wasn't in space for 40 years.
Nah, it counts though.
He was up there for like 4 minutes.
Probably had a cosmic ray shoot through his brain.
Then he's even better than
ever.
Nah,
that's not how that works.
You seen him punch that reporter?
Yeah, that's the one punch he had left in him.
I don't think so. Anyway, if you're 70... Or you know someone who's 70,
And you could, who could beat me in a fight.
I want to tee this up. I want to do it.
Oh, no, I'm not actually getting in a fight
with anyone. Can't just throw things out there.
Yes, I can. That's the beauty of a hypothetical scenario. I can say whatever I want.
Okay, so Jamie Lee Curtis's plan is he turns up to the house.
Yep.
She goes room to room, locking all the doors.
With a big security gate grill thing.
Then her daughter pretends that she's scared. Shoots him, he falls into the basement, and then everybody gets out of the basement, and then they lock the basement.
And incinerate the house.
Yeah, but he's definitely alive still.
Yeah, well, the post-credit, I was like...
Oh, there is post-credits.
I said, I wonder if there's a post-credit sequence, and I Googled it, and it's like, there's a post-credit, and then you go at the end, and it's just... And I got to the end, because I didn't want to spoil it for myself, and I just got to the end, and it's just the breathing. It's just the...
You don't hear it? I mean, you don't see anything?
No, you just hear the Michael Myers breathing.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So...
He got out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shoot him.
Well, this might... I imagine this could be a... Like Halloween 2, this could be an immediate... The sequel to this could be an immediate sequel.
I'll tell you that.
Where it's like 5 minutes later and he's literally chasing them through a forest and he's on fire.
Do you think...
I don't think that was I think that was an option. I think she had a lot of options for plans in that house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the whole thing was lure him in and then get him to the basement and then set it on fire.
Well, it was a trap. They're like, it's a trap.
Yeah, but I think they meant the whole house is a trap.
Yes, that's true. Well, the whole thing did go up.
Also, they probably should have speared him with that...
Yes.
The grill across the...
Yep.
I thought that's how it was going to go.
Maybe it would have. Maybe that was one of the options.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think you would have had more ideas.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Uh-huh.
More guns... More, you know, he comes through the door and even the way that she's got her back to the door with a glass. You see when he's standing outside on the front lawn after he's killed the dad.
Yeah.
She's like, he's here, everyone get, just stand on the porch and shoot him in the head.
Yeah, right. Everybody shoots.
He's not going to run.
No.
He's not running at you. No. Just shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's odd. I mean, I guess you're paralyzed by fear and whatever.
Yeah. But at the same, she's been preparing this forever. You have enough time to shoot him 6 times, then reload, shoot him another 6 times, reload. Like, and just step back quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your house. You know where everything is.
Yeah.
Just let him chase you around the garden for a bit and just shoot him 20, 30 times. He's got to go down eventually.
He's got to.
And if he doesn't, that's a plot hole.
Or this one has the Druid's curse.
Maybe he's got the Druid's curse. You're right. Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I guess they could introduce any element.
Yeah.
They could even introduce the Halloween 3. They could be like, well, his mask has microchips in it that made him evil.
Do you mean 4?
No, that was 3.
But 3's not the real one.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
I'm saying they could just introduce the element from
Halloween
3.
Is that what's in
3.
That movie? Oh, okay.
The movie Halloween 3 is... It's unrelated. But it's basically... It's a guy who... He wants to sow chaos and murder around the world, so he inserts the... It's a very specific, like, everybody's like, kids love this specific type of Halloween mask. All the kids love this brand of mask. And he's put microchips into these masks, so when the kids wear them all on Halloween night, and they all watch this TV show, they're watching the original Halloween, a signal's broadcast through one of the ads and they all go insane and they kill their parents.
It's not even set in the Halloween universe.
No, they watch Halloween on TV.
Great.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm saying is just he's got a chip in the mask. They can just say he's got a chip.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, I guess that... No, he was killing people before the chip.
Yeah, that's true. He killed his parent. He killed his sister, rather.
Yeah, and even in this movie. Mm-hmm. Was it nice to see the podcasters get their just desserts?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a pretty spooky scene, man.
Because it could happen to us?
Can it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't want to go out like that.
Were you like, Zoom H4? Were you like,
Yeah, I was like, it's not the best one.
No, but
you're also sitting too far away from it.
Yeah, right. There'd be a lot of ambient noise. They'd be picking up on a wind.
Yeah.
In that, in the prison yard, you know?
Imagine putting that out in a podcast. This is the episode where we show Michael Myers his mask, and then I scream, say something to him. Say something at him for 30 seconds.
No video. We didn't think it would be necessary to show video. Just audio of this.
Yeah. Okay, here's some people who wrote in. A lot of these are just kind of meh or negative.
Yeah.
What
I do feel bad about, actually, is those podcasts, is their Patreon would keep. It'd
that's
keep
true.
Going.
Yeah,
people
that's right.
keep sending money to their Patreon, but they're dead, you know?
They're dead.
Yeah. Who's going to spend that Patreon money?
Broderick says, just watch Halloween. Didn't care for it. The doctor idea was going somewhere, but nope. Worst movie ever. Also, Double Tap. Always Double Tap. That's true. James says, just saw Halloween. I'm not a horror movie guy, so I need to ask, are there supposed to be so many jokes?
I thought
I like the sandwich joke. The guy made him his special sandwich.
What?
The cop cars.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Sounded good.
Yeah. I felt like...
He hollowed out that dude's head with his hands.
He really did. Yeah.
Jesus.
I also felt like a... Yeah.
He jack-o'-lanterned a man.
He did.
Man-o'-lantern.
Oh, yeah. He man-o'-lantered him. Yeah, I like the fact that those two had some banter.
Yeah.
Like, they'd clearly been working together for a while, and that was kind of fun. Like,
I felt Danny McBride-esque.
Yeah, that's right, because he wrote this, right?
Yeah. The Magic Lantern Show says, with Kevin Feige teasing the... No, that is a question for later, Mason.
Ooh.
What am I doing? Brad says, is Halloween a bit cheesy? Maybe a little slow to start, sure. But it's also an innovative modern morality play. Or not, like what you like, it's just good. Just want to share my thoughts. And Marcus says, just left Halloween with a loud meh. A lot of time building unnecessary characters. Light on gore or fun kills. Most annoyingly, so much of the film was shot close up. With the shallow DOF making backgrounds blurry and unappealing to watch.
What did you think of the teens? I thought the teens were quite good.
They were good, yeah.
I think they were
better than the other ones.
Better than the other teens. Yeah. Better than a lot of teens, I feel. Yeah. Like they feel, again, like the cops, they felt like...
Teens.
Real teens and real characters.
And you love real teens, don't you, Mason?
No, I don't. I hate teens.
You love teens and you'll never stop.
No.
All right, then you know what it's time for, Mason?
What's it time for?
What we reading.
What we gonna read.
I'm doing a thing. What can you read?
I'm one episode away from finishing Daredevil season 3.
Pretty good, right?
I've been burning through it. It's great. Yeah. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I think I'm 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good. Good show. It's
It's a shame they're all being cancelled.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bloody good stuff. I also read a whole bunch of comics for Serious Issues.
Give me one.
There's a Black Panther versus Deadpool series, which was very good.
Really?
I think it was my favorite issue of the week, rather.
I might check that out.
Yeah, it's really good. It's great art, and it's kind of, they got, again, as someone who has limited exposure to Deadpool, I'm like, it's funny and he's a good character. I'm enjoying this. So
great. Are they a good pair?
They're not teaming up yet.
Yeah.
They've interacted, but there hasn't been a team up.
They're two of the hottest Marvel properties, Mason.
I agree, yeah.
Coming together.
I
haven't... something else?
No, I was trying to have thoughts about Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's the thing that I've enjoyed the most since some of Daredevil season 2.
Yeah, and I think it has the best action sequences.
Absolutely, it does.
There's a couple of... I don't know if there's a sequence set in a prison...
Yep.
And I don't know if it actually is one continuous camera.
There's some flickering lights that I think hide some
Okay, so
cuts.
But it,
I don't know that.
Yeah, but it appears to be for all intents and purposes it appears to be a single like a one continuous shot action sequence.
It's like 14 minutes.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
And like even if it is broken up into 3 or 4 segments or whatever or even more, like it's just it's so good.
Do you like how they explain how the building fell on him?
Oh, he just got blasted out of the building, I guess.
Lucky.
Yeah, lucky, huh?
Yeah.
Not so lucky for Elektra, except she probably got blasted out the other side.
That's probably true. Yeah, probably had 2 pipes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, I'm going to finish it.
Good, yeah.
And then it makes me think...
Good for you.
Yeah.
They should put that on the... They should put that on the poster.
I'm going to get around to it.
Yeah, get around to finishing this one.
I'm also enjoying not shotgunning it. Just being like, I'll watch one tonight.
Yeah.
I'll watch half of this later and then whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I'll watch...
Yes.
I'll watch another one of these and time for another one.
A little bit later a couple of times just to...
Oh, hello.
Just to keep going. Yeah.
Wow.
Just to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought this yet because I didn't want it to ruin my life, but I'm going to get Red Dead 2.
Yeah, right.
And get into that. Are you interested in that? You think controllers have too many buttons, but...
No, I did for a long time, but now that I've got my PS4...
You're back.
Yeah.
You've got one game. Do you want 2 games?
I have more than 2 games.
Did it come with more games?
No, I bought Spider-Man and I bought the second Tomb Raider. So I bought Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll probably get Red Dead.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you play the last one?
No, but I did play Red Dead Revolver,
was
which was
good?
The
people like that, don't
the
they?
original. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
I like the last Red Dead. Uh-huh. I like the Red Dead games, well, the one that I played, more than GTA.
Will I need to know anything about Red Dead 1?
Probably not. It's a prequel. There's some characters that are the same.
Wait, which one's a prequel?
The Red Dead 1 is a prequel to... No, sorry. This is a prequel to Red Dead 1.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Oh, even better.
Is it?
Yes.
It is, everyone.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's good. So this is a commitment, is it? This is a long game, do we feel?
Yes, very long. But there's a whole lot of side missions which I won't do.
Okay,
like
right.
Learn to hunt. Let a family get a bucket of water or something. I don't know.
Let a family get a... I feel that would be quite easy. Is it just your character standing in front of a well? Press X to move slightly out of their way. Oh, the family's got a bucket of water. Okay. Are there stats and do you have to experience?
Yeah, there's a little bit.
Okay, I don't know if I love that sort of stuff.
I don't think you have to do all of that. Okay. I think you can just be like, I'm going to do a train heist and rob a bank.
I'll probably get the Spider-Man DLC though.
Yeah.
Because it's Black Cat and there's a villain that I enjoy in there.
Yes.
So
Levins loved it, he was saying.
Okay, great.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Though my brother, the one you don't like, didn't like it. So who do you trust more?
The DLC or Spider-Man as a whole?
The DLC.
I don't trust your brother about anything.
Do you trust him though?
No.
That's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Based on our shared history with your brother. Do you trust him?
I trust him.
All right, cool.
We've been playing A Way Out.
What is that?
It's the two dudes break out of prison game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Prison Break the game.
Prison Break the game, but it's set in the 60s and whatever. It's fun.
Okay.
It's a good co-op game, yeah.
What's the mechanics of how do you team up?
Like, distract this guard and while I unscrew this toilet to crawl out the prison.
To get a bucket of water.
Yeah.
Like I promised my family.
That's right.
Is it split screen or how's it work?
Yeah, it's split screen down the middle.
Okay. Can you play it?
Yeah, you can play it, yeah.
Yeah, no, but furthermore, though, can you play it... Or like over the internet, or
yes,
okay,
but
right.
It's only two player,
right?
Which I like.
Okay,
I
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a very specific experience, mm-hmm. which is it's fun. It's,
okay, that's fun.
It's effort into it, which I appreciate.
Should you be in prison though?
Me?
I mean, you, yes, but
for putting my feet on things. Sure.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, the characters, should they be in prison? They've been falsely in prison, or are they bad people who are?
Well, mostly when they're talking about their families or whatever. Me and my brother are just making fun of the way they look.
Okay, cool. All right. So- well, maybe you two should be in prison. Maybe you should trade places with the two guys trying to break out of prison, and you and your lousy brother should go in prison. What do you think about that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what it's time for?
Should we do letters?
Yeah.
Let's do letters. The classic one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters. Did you know that the Weekly Planet
took
Letters...
You took that away too quickly then.
Did I? You want me to do it again?
No.
Okay. Did you know that the Weekly Planet Letters theme has 8,200 views on YouTube?
How many episodes have we had?
We've done 8,200 episodes.
Oh, it feels like it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What's the top comment?
Let's have a look. Hey, pinned comment. I'm skipping that one. It just says it's loading, which is something I say. He's got me there.
He has got you there.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good, Mason. Are you excited for the letters theme?
Yes.
I mean, for the letters song?
Yes.
Right. Mason, what's the latest comment now? Refresh the video.
Oh, no, you've said something mean, haven't you? I'm gonna have to load it up again. God. You get your wish, James. We're playing it again in full. Have you said something mean?
No.
But you've said something mean. You're a meanie. Okay, here we go, letters. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's not showing up.
Okay. Well, maybe we should go to the letters theme and check it
James
out.
James has said something probably rude and racist.
No!
You know what he's like.
It's only racist.
Wow.
Okay, if you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can send a letter, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Oh, you said Meso is crap.
Yes.
What a juvenile comment you've added there.
I got you, Mason. It felt good.
Wow.
Just trying to pad out the episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Send over a bloody Gmail or email to Mason.
Please do. This is from Jason Ingall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I went to your live show and had a great time.
Yeah.
Watching you three joke around, make us laugh and give out blocks of cheese, which you did.
I did.
You brought little snacks.
That was for me.
Yep.
I don't know
why. You
spread
them around.
I didn't want to share any of that, but you and Levins and the crowd had some.
That's right. We bathed for your blood and your blocks of cheese. By the way, I was the guy in the wheelchair in the front row. Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Keep up the great work, he says. Thanks, Jackson. Thank you for coming along, Jackson.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who came along, because otherwise we'd look like a bunch of real turkeys.
Yeah, that was a very big room, and we filled a
Most
lot
of
it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you didn't get any cheese, Jackson, also. not everybody could get cheese.
That's very true.
Yeah. E. Collins says, would you guys ever consider talking about the best and worst original Netflix shows? Yeah.
Do you think
we need to wait a bit on that? Like for a couple of years?
Oh, a couple of years. I think we could probably do it now.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I think with Netflix, the cream really does rise to the top in terms of like, if a Netflix show is really good, like a BoJack Horseman, we'll know about it.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna, and I feel like perhaps everything that is, you know, sometimes you're just scrolling, you're like, what is any of this?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's for a reason.
Yeah. I think generally though, they have a pretty good track record.
Yeah, right.
I think their movies are mostly crap. A lot of them are crap, but the TV shows are pretty generally good.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Orange is the New Black, don't they, I think?
I believe they do, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of that.
I've seen the first episode of the first season,
and
I was like, oh, it's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a stirring
ring endorsement.
Yes. The Magic Lantern Show says, with Kevin Feige teasing the arrival of an MCU Namor, who would you cast? I'd either go Keanu Reeves or The Rock, rich man's Jason Momoa. Namor.
Yes.
Who would you cast? Will Arnett, maybe?
No.
Maybe.
I was going to say Zachary Quinto. Can he get super ripped? And that's just because he's got pointy ears in the role of Spock.
But he can do it, can't he?
He can do it, yeah.
Do you think he'd do pointy ears again?
Maybe.
Do you think Hugo Weaving is, I mean, he's already in the MCU, but do you think he'd do pointy ears again? Because he was an elf. What about Orlando Bloom? He did pointy ears.
No.
We're talking pointy ears.
I think he also has to be insanely ripped. More than Momoa. More than Momoa, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you think? I'm bad at casting.
And he has to be smug?
Yep.
Bradley Cooper. No, see, we can't do Bradley Cooper.
Why not?
He's already, okay, I guess we could.
Just a voice.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
A voice, Mason.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
A voice acting.
Just a voice acting. Garbage. He's got a smug. He could have a smug look about him.
Yeah.
Dye his hair black.
So you're going to be smug and mean, right?
Yeah.
Smug and mean.
Smug and mean.
But they don't have to be smug and mean in real life. I think Carl
Urban. No, I don't think he is smug or mean in real life.
Yeah.
But I think he can play. He's got that sneer. Like he
Carl
can do that
Urban
sneer.
Could have done it, I think. But he's
Why
already...
can't he do it now?
Because he's already. He was in Thor. He had two machine guns in Thor.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Remember he had two machine guns?
I remember
guns.
It now. Yeah. He could do it.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Okay.
Yeah, good. It's Carl Urban.
Do you think they might bring Namor back in conjunction with the Fantastic Four?
Well, I mean, he's always had that thing with Sue Richards, so
yes,
maybe.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That weird thing where he keeps trying to kidnap and marry her or whatever
yeah.
he's doing.
That weird little thing he's got going.
Yeah, that's
But
good.
I mean, we can always add that later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do it.
Do you think they might do a surprise, hey, we've made a Namor the Submariner movie? And then release it a week before Aquaman.
Oh, that would be incredible.
That would be so good.
You can't, you'd have to, I don't think it could be as like bombastic and riding sharks as Aquaman. I think you'd have to do it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unless Aquaman's bad, in which case it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you make it better.
Yeah. There was the I think you make him, I mean, there was a storyline, I guess, maybe in the 90s where he sort of became this sort of, I don't know, this insufferably smug, like ambassador to the rest of the world from Atlantis kind of thing. So maybe something like that.
Okay, sure, yeah.
You know, where, but I guess we've kind of done that with Wakanda. You know, it's a hidden realm and it's, I don't know. We'll figure something out.
People have got like a Zachary Quinto, a Zachary Lever, not Zachary Lever.
Zachary Quinto.
No, Zach Efron.
From Scrubs.
Zach Efron. He's crazy ripped, but I don't know about that. The dude who played the Shredder in the second Ninja Turtles movie, who's now my, can't remember, but he'd actually be a good fit.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Rhys Davies or Myers.
Myers.
Whichever the young one is.
Yeah, okay.
Luke Evans. I don't mind that.
No, that, yeah, okay. Yeah, that could work.
I think Luke Evans would definitely work. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at some fan. Oh, they got Zachary Quinto here. There's a few.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few here that Tyler, the wolf guy from Twilight. And
no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those options are really solid. That's good.
Agree.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, we're not giving, because he also now has to be the exact opposite of
Donnie
Jason.
Yen?
Yeah.
Might
he has
be
to be the
old.
Exact opposite of Jason Momoa's Aquaman. So he has to be like very slick and very smooth.
Mm.
Like he can't be stubbly or kind
no.
of.
No.
I associate Luke Evans with kind of stubbly and.
Yeah.
But smooth him out.
Smooth him
make
out.
Make him ripped.
Yeah.
We've got a Namor right there.
Smooth him out. What about the dude who plays Superman in the Supergirl TV series?
Oh, Tyler Hoechlin.
Which
I'm assuming is how you pronounce it.
It is. You've got it 100% right. What about him?
I've never seen him be anything but effortlessly charming. But,
wow.
Maybe he can do smug.
I've seen you do other things than that. No, almost exclusively.
Oh, come on, mate. Nah.
Has he got another letter or is that the show?
Let's see.
Brad Pitt. Nah, that's not a good fit.
Well, see, early Brad, Tyler Durden, Brad Pitt. That's the level of rippin'ness I'm talking about.
That's a hard getting to that rip, though.
Yeah, well, that's... Well, acting's a hard job, you know?
Is it?
No. No, it's very easy.
I mean, I think when you get to a certain point, it's easier.
This is from Scott Morton. I listened to you guys for about 11 straight hours while I moved house the other night.
Why did you do that?
Doesn't say.
I mean, he was moving house.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's pretty much that's the show.
Oh, that's the whole letter.
That's quite long, but he's added a too long didn't read up the top. It's just like, yeah, I did it for 8 hours, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for listening to 11 hours. And thank you, everybody who listens to this show in general, because without you, there wouldn't be this, I guess.
There wouldn't be this.
We wouldn't get sponsors and we wouldn't have money.
It's true.
And that's the unacceptable,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah, the dog would starve.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want? Mason? Yeah.
I mean, you could afford to feed the dog, but you'd be too mean.
I won't do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't feed the dog.
Only the podcast money goes into the dog and only that.
Yeah, right.
I don't use any other personal finances. Yeah, it's exclusively right. Podcast money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Mason, wrap us up.
Okay.
This is the part where you talk about...
Oh, sorry. I was looking for another letter. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening and subscribing and telling people about it and giving us a good review on the iTunes.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so good. It helps us out. We should read some of those reviews out.
Should we? All right. If well, you good. Do. I'll find some and you do. And
I mean,
you...
not now. I meant for next week.
Okay. I'll read out one. You finish this.
Okay. Terrific. Let's see. But if you want to contact us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp, where we keep all of our audio commentaries.
Yes.
If you want to, you can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. If you want to talk to us, we're in there. We're making little comments.
Yep.
We're starting threads. We're adding funny little pictures.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to our newsletter from the great Rob Collings. That's The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and I'm also on Instagram. Search for my name. It'll probably come up.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Nice.
I should do that every week.
Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Let's see. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. That would be
allow
very
me to
much
put my feet on public transport.
200.
Things.
Yeah, exactly.
Just from now on, I want to. I'm just going to keep doing it, and I want
to
pay those.
We should
fines.
Add a $242 a month to you if you want James to put his feet up on public transport. He will take a personal photograph of himself with his feet up on public transport, and he will send it to you.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
Or really for any amount.
Yeah, no.
No, no, no. It's probably true.
Also, nobody put that much money in, please.
Please don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Also, we've got the Amazon affiliate link on our episode description if you want to click through there.
Yep.
If you want to buy something, you know?
Yeah, if you want to buy something.
If you want to buy something or, in fact, anything through Amazon, which you can do, just click through that link, buy it, do your regular Amazon shop. We get a little kickback.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to buy...
Had the Halloween films, the box set.
Yes. Well, that's normally what I say, shaped, but I'm sure there is one.
You'll say it's shaped like so-and-so's head or something.
Exactly, that's but Michael Myers, that's not really funny because there would be a box set
I'll check.
Shaped like Michael Myers'
I'm checking
head,
two things.
There?
I'm going to get a review and check this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Buy the Halloween box set with the head. The box is shaped like the head of Mike Myers, actor Mike Myers from the Austin Powers films.
There doesn't appear to be
one.
Yeah,
baby. It's Shagadelic, baby.
There doesn't appear to be one that's shaped like his head.
Okay.
But there is ones that
make
come
that
with
happen.
A mask.
Yeah, for sure.
It's weird that doesn't exist.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah.
What else do I normally say here? If we've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yep.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Use them every week. We bloody love them.
We do
In
love
fact,
them.
We used this one twice.
Yeah.
We used the letters one twice, so that's
true.
Pretty great. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's a review from Windsor Wong says, this is from 5th of September.
Winnie Wong!
So good that's the
top title,
page.
Yeah.
This podcast is so good that I feel compelled to do something for them, like leaving a review. Really enjoy it. Thank you to James and Mason.
Thank you, Winnie Wong.
Yeah.
Winnie Wong.
Don't know what we're doing next week, but we'll be back.
Let's just talk about another Halloween film.
Which one?
No, our spooky trilogy is over. No more spooky trilogies.
Well, it's not going to be November. It's going to be November next week.
It is,
so
yeah.
We can't do that anyway. Yeah.
Let's talk about V for Vendetta for a month.
I would definitely talk about
or
that.
Or V for Thanksgiving, the sequel. Do you remember V for Thanksgiving?
I haven't seen it or read it.
No,
is it
it's
good?
Real. No, it's real. It's real and great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you in the next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.